Beck, and Matt Quinn, director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to pick up on a couple of themes that came in from the callers, a couple of themes about the fake electors. There was some more blockbuster information on Ron Johnson yesterday. This is going to be a defining issue in the campaign for the Senate, and it's very, very serious for him. You recall that his guy who's now his chief of staff was a staffer, contacted one of Pence's staff about a half an hour before everything broke loose on January 6th, late in that morning, and said, we have a package. I have a package to deliver to Mike Pence. And the Pence aide says, what is it? And he said that it is a electors for the states of Wisconsin and Michigan. And Pence's aide says, don't send it. Well, let me unpack that a little bit. One of the things that Ron Johnson's staffer said was not true, which was at the direction of Ron Johnson, he said they had not been received by the National Archives. They had not been received. That was false. The true electors with the certification from the governor and the secretary of state were sent, but also the fake electors that met in Madison did send theirs to the National Archives. Both were sent. The National Archives looked at it. They saw that one was a forgery and only sent the other ones over to Pence to be counted, which is the law. What Ron Johnson was trying to do was to say, well, the National Archives wouldn't send it on, so I'm going to do an end run and get them right to Pence, and then Pence should get up, hold up Michigan and Wisconsin, and say, well, here's some other ones. There's doubt. Send it back to the states. Let Trump go on in a sea of appeals to Republican judges and stay in the presidency. Well, let me tell you something. You saw the video, I think, by now. Johnson walking along, pretending to be on the phone. Reporter goes, you're not on the phone. I can see your screen. And then he keeps talking to him. Said, I knew nothing about it. One of the callers, Gina Beauclair, made the point, how did he get the Michigan electors? You know, what does he have to do with Michigan? He was a mule. He was a messenger for Trump to try to circumvent the National Archives, to untruthfully say to Pence's aide that they hadn't received this when they had, and made the judgment that they were only going to send the real electors on. That's what happened. And another piece of breaking news, subpoenas have now gone out to fake electors all over the country. Garland is looking at this very seriously. My question is, we're in Wisconsin. We had 10 fake electors, including a former chairman of the Republican Party, including the chairwoman of the 8th Congressional District, that's Green Bay area, Republican Party, were fake electors. Voss is the one that engineered the conference room and tried to conceal it. And Scott Fitzgerald, the congressman, was in on it. He was a state senator at the time. This is a felony to falsely tell the government in an official document that you're the electors when you're not, to try to circumvent the counting of the votes. Why haven't these people been prosecuted? Well, now it looks like Garland is going that way. There's nothing to stop the attorneys general of Wisconsin and Michigan from doing it. It should be done. They have jurisdiction. They deferred it for whatever reason to Garland. Here's another question. These subpoenas all went out in New Mexico, Arizona, fake electors. What about Wisconsin's fake electors? Those of you who are out there who are journalists, start sniffing around. Did any of our people get those subpoenas? I suspect that the answer will be, with at least a couple of them, that they were asked to come in and they actually did go in. And I would like to see their testimony. It is reported that one of them said, well, the only reason I agreed to this is because I assumed that this would not be activated until a court said that Trump won. I don't buy that. This happened on January 6th. They were being sent to Pence. Courts had long before that said that Biden won. The Wisconsin Supreme Court 4-3 said that Biden won. I don't buy that at all. I do not buy that at all. But you should know that these subpoenas have now gone out nationwide. We're going to the lines. Jack of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Jack of Milwaukee?
It's an honor to speak to a true patriot and a man who loves his country.
Thank you, Jack.
I have a question to ask you. A couple of weeks ago, one of these television shows that come on late at night, I forget which one it was, Stephen Colbert or whatever. Anyhow, he had two guests on his show. They're collaborating to write a book on the Watergate scandal with Richard Nixon. I think one of the authors was Bob Woodward, and I forget the other guy's name. Anyhow, when you write a book on something, you've got to do a lot of researching and interview people.
Right.
And they were interviewing he was a Republican. Of course, these are all Republicans they were interviewing. And the subject came up about Trump. And he kind of mentioned that he knows of 10 Republican senators that detest Trump. Well, you know, detest, that's a pretty strong word. That's worse than, like I don't like somebody. And then, then they went to the next guy, and they interviewed him. He said, 10? She said, try 40 senators. And, my question is this. You had two chances to get rid of this criminal, this traitor. Why didn't you do it? So that was my question. Thank you for the time.
Jack, bye. You know, that's a good question. And the reason is because the vote was public. One of them said, if that had been a confidential vote, in other words, you don't get to see who voted which way, he said Trump would have been convicted and removed with 90 votes. 90 votes. They're afraid of him. He keeps attacking them. He attacks Moscow Mitch as a rhino and all this kind of stuff. And then he called Mitch McConnell a broken down old crow. And McConnell, and I don't, you know, McConnell is Moscow Mitch, but McConnell tried to make a joke out of it saying, well, Henry Clay, as he said, the great senator from Kentucky, he was not a great senator from anywhere, but he's famous. His favorite bourbon was Old Crow, and then McConnell would serve Old Crow. You know, he's tried to turn it around. But, you know, at some point when you start attacking people personally, I think they do detest him. And you're absolutely right, Jack. And I think that, and when it came to the impeachment, the impeachment is done in the House, the conviction is in the Senate. On the first impeachment vote on conviction based on Ukraine, there was only one Republican vote. It was Romney. The second one, based on the insurrection, was 8 Republican votes, but it took 17 because it takes 67 votes, 2/3, to convict. They were afraid, Jack. They were afraid that they would be thrown out in a primary, that Trump would attack them. They hate him. They hate him. And it's not just 10, and I think 40 is the right number. You know, 40 is the right number. If it had been a secret vote, he would have been removed, but it was a public vote, and I agree with it being a public vote. But the point of the matter is, the party hates him. But who will bell the cat? The mice say, all right, let somebody put a bell on the cat so we know he's nearby. Very good. Who's going to bell the cat? That is what is the problem. The lines are still live. Do not go away. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.